This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What you think matters, that's an important part, an important cog in the wheel of conversation on News Talk radio stations is what you think. And you can communicate what you think to us here, a number of broadcast professionals, including Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, to review the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine, for the week of August the 28th to September 1st, last week of August 2017. And certainly the highlight of the week will be conversation about the hurricane and what Harvey did and what the aftermath will be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of conversation about that. Some of it is based on fact and some of it based on fiction. But then that's the case with conversation, and it always has been the case. People have their opinions about things, and that's sort of what we highlight here. So let me get through the list of the top 10 stories, the top 10 topics, the hot hits of the week, if you will. And we'll review the people that are affected, many of them connected to these stories that have been discussed, in some cases, ad nauseum. I mean, I don't even know what to say about the hurricane at this point, other than look out for the scams. But let's go through from 10. That's number one. Let's go through. Oh, wait a minute. Spoiler alert. I already gave away number one, Richie. Number 10.
I'll stick around.
Has to do with preseason NFL activity, kind of, this has become so pat, and many things, frankly, do the same conversations in the same way, maybe different people involved, like I think the story that J.J. Watt brings to the table because of Harvey and where he
comes
from.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That's a good story. All right, so then, but the rest of it is just the same old, you know, blah, blah. I know you like football and you get excited about it, but have you got a, by the way, have you got a, already, are there leagues being formed?
Our fantasy league, fantasy football league draft is next Tuesday.
Really?
Yep.
Uh-huh. You want to give us a preview?
You know what? When I have it in hand, I'll let you know. Okay. I have not done my homework yet, but we will draft on Tuesday and get ready, because it's fun. I mean, it takes me a while to get cranked up into it, but once I do, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Okay. Number 9 on the countdown this week. The Game of Thrones. Again, I don't mean to be Dougie Downer here. I don't get why people are so excited about this.
I don't get this show at all.
It's violent, horrible. It is just
I don't mind
so,
that part, but
well, it is the creepy crawly.
There's a lot of sex, apparently.
Well, okay then. It was. Is there still? I remember watching a few episodes. That cute blonde. This sounds like a sexist remark. With the guy. He was half naked all the time. I think he got killed, though.
Was that her brother?
No, no.
There was a brother-sister love affair.
Oh, was there?
Yeah,
Yes. I'm involved in that. Thank you.
I'm late to the party. You guys talking about Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Hey, you know what I noticed? They set the F word on that show. Is that true?
Well, you can say that.
Yeah, it's HBO. You can say whatever you want.
Say whatever you want.
Okay.
They can say it all they want.
Excellent.
You can sit there for 50 minutes and say,
I just haven't invested in it, but okay, I get it. All right, that's good.
I don't think it's worth investing in. You haven't wasted, I think you waste your time watching it. You haven't wasted any of your time, Joe. More important that you spend an hour a week here with us than an hour a week watching the Game of Thrones. If you have a choice to make, you have made the right choice. How's that?
I made the evil choice being
you. Yes, you did. By the way, Joe Crummy's, thank you for reminding me, his podcast is called Evil Thoughts. And you can get, he's got one a day that he posts on iTunes and other places where you can find podcasts. Just go, you can just, anytime, just Google Evil Thoughts. And his picture comes up because he just looks like an evil guy. Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts. So, next on the list, going to number one, the story from Texas, not about Hurricane Harvey, but about the sanctuary cities. The ban has been blocked. I'm not sure I really understand what that means. The ban on sanctuary cities, That is, the state of Texas wanted to ban sanctuary cities, and somehow some group took them to court, and the ban has been blocked. How in the name of God do you block?
One more instance where a federal court has overturned the want and desire of the people who live there.
Never mind Texas. Why are there sanctuary cities? We have this conversation all the time. Why are there sanctuary cities allowed anywhere? And who, under what jurisdiction, was it a federal? Who sued the state of Texas? That wasn't the federal government, because the federal government's trying to keep sanctuary cities from taking place, so it must be some private group.
No, but the federal courts
They had to be brought the case, Richie.
Somebody brought the case, but the federal courts can do whatever they want. If Trump were to say no more sanctuary cities, federal court can overrule them, and I think that was the case in one of them.
But I thought you had to bring a case to them in order for them to act on it. They can't just act on their own. They pick up the newspaper one morning and say, okay, Texas has banned sanctuary cities. We're going to overrule that ban. Is that how it works?
I think
I'm looking. I'm Googling it right now. It was brought by a Latino activist group.
There you go. Sounds more like it.
United Latin American Citizens brought this, and it was a judge in San Antonio. Richard's right. It was a federal judge.
Is the name of the group the United Latin American United Citizens or the United Illegal Latin American Citizens?
Oh, you go, boyfriend. I like that.
Yeah, that's the difference. I have no problem with Latin Americans who are here, and that's
ruling.
The problem with the name of the group. There are a lot of Latin Americans who are here legally and who are working and, like any other group of Italians or, what difference does it make where they came from as long as they're here legally?
I got them all over my house.
Well, it has to do with, how the city are going to operate their police departments, and I think that's what they go for. About, they're going to give a notice to the feds they've got these people in custody or not. I think that's what it's about, and I think that's what the fight's about.
As an aside, last week, a lot of people, and they're still talking about Joe Arpaio, happened to be number 8 on the people list this week on the Talkers Countdown. What did he actually do that he needed to be pardoned for? Was it that him going to court and going to...
He was profiling and pulling
people over.
Yeah, but he'd
been doing that for a long time.
So they tell
him... Right, but after he was convicted of doing it, he still kept doing it.
Yeah, well, you know what?
He was convicted as an individual?
Yes. They told him to stop doing it, and he refused
and kept
doing it.
Who told him to stop doing it?
The courts.
Federal judge.
Federal courts?
The federal courts are out of control in this country.
They are. He's right. Look, I was in Phoenix.
So that's why he was pardoned.
Right.
But the bottom line is whether the courts are out of control or not, he was convicted, he was told to stop doing it, and he didn't. So he broke the law again. So it's black and white. He broke the law again.
Not really. Look, I was there during all of this, and I saw what happened. It was Victoria's right. There were a couple of federal judges involved in it. The first one said, hey, Joe, we think you're profiling people, so what we're going to do, we're going to set these really nebulous guidelines and catch you in a little trap in a couple of years when we bring you back into court. I mean, that's exactly what happened. So they give him some guidelines. Those are, how shall we say, nebulous. It's easy to run afoul of these guidelines, but he's on the record now. So now they got him in their sights. The second time around, what's interesting about it is you don't have a jury trial the second time. You only have a federal judge because they look at it as a misdemeanor. They make a big deal about it. It's criminal, but it's a misdemeanor so that there's no jury. So the judge can go, you know what? I think you're in violation. Bottom line, that's what happened.
Really?
Out of control.
Yes. The only reason why I know this is I was on the air in Phoenix during all of this. I saw it happen.
All right. Well, it's good to know. I never could make up my mind whether I thought he was a grandstander, somebody's
grandfather.
Well,
he wasn't exactly the cuddliest guy on the planet.
But you know what? He believes in something. He stands by it, and he's not going to be told otherwise, even if he breaks the law and has to go to jail.
Yeah. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the review of the charts, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com. Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. Anything related to talk on radio and television, you'll find it reported at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Here's something for you all to think about. Your health and your well-being. Think about how you feel in the morning when you get up. Is it like, let's hit the floor running, I'm going to work, I'm feeling great, or, damn it, I don't want to get up. I got no energy, I can't even brush my teeth, I have a hard time even going to bed, I want to go back to bed. But you got responsibilities, you got to get to where you need to go. You have to perform. So to perform at your very best, do what Rich does. Do what Victoria does. Sorry, Joe, you haven't fit into the profile yet. Do what I do. Use Super Beats. Super Beats. The New York Times called Super Beats fitness in a glass. How about that? You'll have amazing energy, amazing stamina, and it's all natural. It's just from food, from beets that are grown, cooked. They are dried and then powdered and put in a canister and sent to you. As a matter of fact, you get a bonus 30-day supply free, one extra canister, when you have your first order of Super Beets. And you can order them online easily at DougLikesBeets.com. You'll love the taste of them. You'll love the results. You'll feel better fast. No caffeine. You don't need to drink coffee. None of that stuff. It's 90 non-GMO beets in every single canister of Super Beets. Mix it with water or a smoothie. Or like me, I put it in chocolate milk. Everybody laughs at me, but tastes nothing better than beets and chocolate.
That's not really the official way to use it, by the way.
No. Well, let's
so you know.
Yeah. Drinking a glass of vegetable juice. Yeah, it works. It's fine. I just like to add a little color to the conversation.
You can put it on a glazed donut if you wanted to. It'd still do the job.
Right, exactly. Ice cream is good with it, too. Put Super Beets on ice cream. A great-tasting circulation superfood, Super Beets. Order them now at DougLikesBeets.com. Free shipping as well as a free 30-day supply with your first order. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. All one word, DougLikesBeets.com.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Right now at Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale, boys' active tees are only $8. Take 20 to 40% off sneakers for the family. Hamilton Beach Kitchen Electrics and the Big One Twin Sheet Sets are just $19.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Labor Day weekend, only at Kohl's. Flex Styles, $10 offer valid August 31st through September 4th with promo code TAKE10. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Begone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Begone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Begone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Victoria, Richie, Joe Crummy is the author of the book Planking on Headstones.
Yes.
Your Future Outside of Time. What in the name of God is this about?
Oh, my gosh. This is a book that you even interviewed with me on this.
Did I? Years ago.
Yes, you did. You interviewed me in 2013. This was my first book, Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time. It's a book that looks at theology and who we are, and it takes what we believe as people, say, Judeo-Christian tradition, and it marries it, so to speak, to what we know about physics today.
That's why I like it. Remember that? That was an interview. All right. Book's called Planking on Headstones, Joe Crummy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The hour, you're listening to the weekly overview from the talk radio perspective. The hours of this program are dedicated to A, understanding what's going on, and being involved in a discussion of the top stories of the week according to research done by Talkers Magazine. So I have assembled a group of talk show hosts that I'm familiar with to talk about the issues from their perspective. And then Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine joins us. We talk about it from various perspectives as well, not the same road that we will travel as hosts. So let's see here. We're counting up to number one, number seven this week, the problem with North Korea, the tensions there. I saw that the North Korean government says they're going to kill the reviewers, the reporters who have taken apart a book that supposedly discloses what life is really like in North Korea, and the leadership there doesn't like it, so they're going to kill the reporters.
Well, yeah, we can't have the truth getting out there anywhere.
No, can't have that. And then there is the question, the Russians, I think, said late in the week, that, or was it the Chinese who said that there could be a major conflict erupting between North Korea and the United States. I still don't even begin to follow this. I don't know what we did that annoyed this little punk, other than send Dennis Rodman over there.
Other than that movie.
Yeah, the movie.
The Seth Rogen, James Franco movie.
Isn't that a little touchy, though? I mean, that's a little touchy.
Well, what we did is we are who we are. Yeah. The only thing we did is we exist, and we are the greatest country on the planet. So that's why he hates us.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it was pretty cheeky he sent that missile over to Japan this week, too. Because what happens if it wasn't an ICBM, so it wasn't a long-range missile. But let's just say he sends it over Japan, but it doesn't quite make it, and it actually lands in Japan and hits something. I mean, that was pretty cheeky that he did that. Because if they make a mistake and it lands and it hits something, that's sort of a big, that's a thing.
Guam is still in focus, they say. So what do? We just sit and, I mean, I don't know that we have to take aggressive action against the guy, because we can blow the missiles out of the air anyway. I think that ought to be something.
We need to start shooting some of them out right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The next one, every time that one gets 10 feet out of the missile silo, thump.
Right.
Just need to take
this may
out.
Be this may be a dumb question, but the missiles that they fired so far, are they landing in the ocean, or
yes,
are they landing like in a mountainside? Or
no, they're landing in the ocean. So that's an interesting point. Why aren't we just blowing them up now? Where are we, what's the point? Show
that,
them how quickly
that has been
blow
said that it's on the table and it's one. And I think what happens is every time one comes out of a site, I mean, they see it when it's getting warmed up. Before
right.
it even leaves the ground.
Yeah.
And then once it comes out of the ground, they look at the trajectory. And they can say, okay, it's just going to go in the ocean.
Right.
Let it go. Let's not waste $40 million blowing it out of the air. But if they think one is actually going to go somewhere, don't worry. They're going to take it out.
Yeah, right. So I think that's what all of this talk is, just that. It's a lot of talk.
Well, I think what we need to do is just crush them financially. I mean, they, you know, they still get a lot of their money from China and Russia and even
Iran. I thought
Iran.
The Chinese were on, it's costing China $3 billion to not do business with them. It's the Iranians and some of the subterfuge that comes from other countries that are unfriendly on the world scene.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Iran under the table is going, this is great, here,
yeah.
take this
right. Yeah,
money,
help yourself.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's number seven. The Fox News poll. I don't know why. But why do we give so much airtime to Fox? I don't get at this point in time why.
Well, the reason, and I don't even know about this poll, but probably the reason is that they're one of the few mainstream outlets that's you could even say is in the tank for Trump.
Yeah,
all right? So anything they come out with is
a great slogan. In the tank for Trump. 28 past the hour.
In today's Automotive News, a new autonomous three-way is born. BMW, along with Fiat Chrysler and Intel, are joining forces in a team to develop a platform for future autonomous cars. This new venture will allow them to leverage each other's individual strengths, capabilities, and resources. The new platform will support Level 3, Level 4, and Level 5 autonomous vehicles and can be used by multiple automakers around the world to develop their individual vehicles, allowing them to keep their own brands while in the autonomous race. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOOD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A good musical interlude brings us around into a focus on good conversation. By the way, to listen to the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. Any of these escapades each week where we go into the foray of conversation with, in this hour, some really good talk radio people like Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. There is a need, a desire, a want. Thousands of people kind of want to hear this, and they may not be able to hear it when we're doing it in the main. So just go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show to get the events, the conversations from the charts this week. By the way, Joe, this is something that I always am kind of still fascinated. Victoria laughs at me. As a matter of fact, Richie, Victoria told me I reminded her of her mother. Can you imagine? In terms of dealing with technology?
Just technology.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that they look like each other. It's just technology.
Technology.
Or that they sound like each other. No.
Right. Joe promoted the fact that he was going to be on this program. This is a fascinating thing about things like Facebook. Joe says on his Facebook page, going on air with Doug Steffen at 8 a.m. Eastern. We'll talk about the top 10 stories of the week. Listen, I don't think it's, if you spell my name right, it probably would work better.
What did I do? You know, I'm not awake when I do that. What did I do?
S-T-E, you spell S-T-A, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
Oh, I didn't fix it. I thought I fixed that typo.
Oh, that's what? A new one. Usually nice it's going. The S-T-E-F-F-E-N.
Yeah, right.
I've never gotten
it. No, I didn't do that. I'm not guilty of that.
Nice
now,
going,
sure?
Joe.
I thought I fixed that.
You know, right. Victoria, in my office, I have all these little tchotchke things on my bulletin board behind my desk, and one of them is a little placard that says Doug Steffen, S-T-E-F-F-E-N, at a conference that he was speaking at. So the little white placard that they put in front of you to let everybody mm-hmm. out there know who you are, they spelled his name wrong.
So you took it home.
So I took it home.
And framed it.
In fact, it might have been talkers.
All right.
There's respect for you, baby.
Okay, like don't get it carried away, Joe. Next on the hit parade here, number four. Actually, Trump gets moved out of number one for obvious reasons, but the number four, number three, number two item all have to do with Trump and Russia, Trump and this program, Trump and tax reform, Trump.
Oh, nice. That's funny.
You know, Victoria and I get into a discussion this week that I think is apropos. Frankly, Victoria's not a fan of Donald Trump, and that's okay. But when it comes to talking about the wife and the children, the news media, or some of the scumbags in the fringe areas of the news media that want to take shots because they haven't got anything better to do about what Melania's wearing for shoes,
oh my goodness.
Or what
oh,
the kid's wearing as a T-shirt, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't like the guy, why? What is it? What comes for? What kind of small pea-brained person, never mind, would write that, would be interested in reading that stuff?
Well, it's oxygen to the people that, you know, they don't like Trump. And
I don't think that's true. Victoria, you don't find it as oxygen, do you?
I find it disgusting. I find it absolutely disgusting. He's a child, and people who want to knock what he's wearing, I mean, it's classless, and I think it's undignified. I think it's disgusting.
I get that, yeah.
There's just such
I
don't have a single friend or acquaintance on the left who thinks any of that is okay. Yeah. So I don't know who the people are who are making these types of quote-unquote headlines and clickbait and all that. I don't know. I think I actually would believe it's probably just, I don't even think there are people who personally really believe that. I think it's just creating some sort of controversy out of nothing. They do it on the right.
Why
do it
stop
on the left.
There? Why not just blame it on some evil right wingers who want to set it up? See, that'd be cool too. In other words, you as a right winger go, "Oh, I'll pose as a lefty here and I'll say something really like
that." That totally happens on both sides.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it does.
Absolutely, it does. Of course.
I think the Twitter sphere, the blogosphere, the Facebookosphere, all of that. People get this. They turn into these monsters when they have this comfortable office or basement or kitchen that they can sit there and throw darts at anybody from
that's true.
They wouldn't ever think about doing if they were face to face.
I see that all the time on my Facebook page. People that I don't really know,
you know,
like drive by trolling.
If you wouldn't
say
it to somebody,
there's a word for it that
you
I can't
got
say.
The balls to say it.
People are the meanest, nastiest things, and they don't even know who you are. They say these awful, disrespectful things, and they and I go, okay, I don't do that. All I have to do is say I like Trump, and that's obnoxious.
If you don't have the guts to say it to my face, please don't type it on a keyboard.
You know, Richie, what one of my favorite politicos? I've had great political advice from local politicians over the years. One of them told me not to get into a pissing contest with a snake when I was doing a local radio program. He used to take shots at the editor of the local newspaper. And the other one is that it's hard for them to vote against you when you're sitting in the room.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what? I never say stuff that I wouldn't say to someone's face if we were at a party or something
That's
like that. I always try to remember that, you know, and to keep that in mind. So it takes a lot for me to lose my cool.
The other part of that problem, though, is also bots. It's not even necessarily a specific person.
True.
You know, it's the bots that have been going around.
What is a
that
bot, Victoria?
They're, you know, like the bots who buy up all the tickets that you'd like to buy to concerts that you want to go to. It's the same.
Right.
It's the same mechanism. And, you know, there were tweets going around this whole week saying, you know, oh, if you don't like Trump's response to Hurricane Harvey, then what about Obama and Katrina? He was golfing. And it's like he wasn't even the president then. But people keep retweeting it because they don't even know that he wasn't even the president then. And it's all bots that have created it.
And that's the clickbait stuff where they're trying to get you to click on a link somewhere.
Right.
So there's a lot of that.
By the way, Rich, I have to take a little issue with you. You never taught me about clickbait. Victoria is the one who taught me about clickbait. I never realized.
And he clicks on all of it.
We don't need to be taught, dude. Yeah, thank you, Victoria. You need to look at it and go, that's outrageous. I'm not clicking on that.
He clicks on all of it.
I've been smart enough to figure that out.
Yes. Let me send you some good stuff, then.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
So, I just don't want him to get a virus on his computer.
As long as we're with the Trump discussion for a moment, several more Russian diplomatic facilities are being closed in the United States in retaliation for Putin's order that the U.S. cut its diplomatic presence in Russia. Is it 400 people, 700 people? How many? Who knew there were that many diplomats in Russia to begin with?
It's three offices. There's one in San Francisco, another one in New York, and someone somewhere else. And they're basically just saying, okay, you're going to close more offices of ours. We're going to close more offices of yours. And we're going to have less and less people in both countries talking to each other.
Yeah. I think this is setting a dangerous precedent, though. I don't really like the road that we're headed down.
Yeah,
this is a little scary to me.
Iran, China, North Korea, and all those crazy people, and then you have to now deal with Russia too.
I think it's time a good episode of Madam Secretary. Madam Secretary, be good. All right, I want to spend a minute before we'll pause, and then we'll get into some of the hurricane stuff that needs to be repeated or at least thought about. But I must say something about this because it is at the heart of what I do and what you hear. I produce four or five radio programs through my originating network that Rich and a guy named Mike Paradiso run called Radio America. I've been on Radio America for 20, how many years? How many years?
1996.
All right, so 21 years. All right, so Radio America has a number of balanced programs, and they got a few right of center, conservative, or whatever you want to call them. I don't call them conservative because
most of our stuff is family finance, cars, technology.
Right, but you do have,
and then we
one
have
host who's pretty. Right,
Dana Lash during the week, and she's outspoken. She jumps into it.
So here's what I want people to know: this George Soros and his family have funded something that is aimed at an org. It's called, I think, hashtag No Blood Money. That's what it's called. It started last month.
It's all run by Media Matters.
Media Matters and this outfit, Color for Change. Van Jones is involved in it. I don't know who he is. I know he's a commentator, but I sure as
heck. Former Obama executive and then went to CNN.
So Soros I have respect for because he's a fabulous businessman, made a lot of money. I have no respect, however, for this latest attack. This sort of started back, if you just mentioned Money Matters, Richie.
Media Matters.
This started back when they were able to taste the blood in the water and bump a few people off the air by complaining about what they do to advertisers. And if you don't have advertising, that's the lifeblood of being able to do commercial radio. You're not going to succeed. So now these guys, they're attacking what they label as white supremacist organizations. Anybody who is associated with any quote-unquote right-wing or a conservative group like the American Family Association, the Freedom Center, Act for America, Radio America, any of these outfits, they're trying to close them all down. And I now take it personally. This is something these people are trying to put an end to my livelihood because they want to kill Radio America, which is my number one source of transmission. And they have a well-oiled machine. They're barreling down the tracks at a lot of these groups. 123 groups have been listed by this organization as white supremacism. Radio America is no more a white supremacist organization than the NASA is. It's asinine. And the fact these people are getting traction and notoriety is more than obnoxious and appalling. It's dangerous. So just be aware, for those who are listening to the countdown on stations that might not normally carry any programs that I'm doing other than this one, that this is People at least need to be, well, you're not going to stop
and
them.
And if you think that they
money.
Can't do anything, just ask Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Or ask
Goodbye.
Roger, what's his face, dead now. But
Jeffrey Lord, ask him.
Or ask Jeffrey Lord, because they are behind all of those outings.
Yep. All right.
And I don't know how much time do we have here? I don't
not
want
much.
To,
go ahead, but make it quick.
If we're done, well, you know, the Jeffrey Lord has been banned from another station in Phoenix just because of what had happened to him. They folded too as well.
People fold. So, they do one. See one person, they all like lemmings. They just fall.
That's what happens.
And I am
now,
so
that said, if Bill, Bill O'Reilly hadn't been flirting around the hallways so much, they wouldn't
his,
have any.
He's his own worst enemy. Right. I had no problem with him.
Well, he handed
him
a loaded gun.
That, that's
right.
Their problem.
Yeah. Right.
That's their, but when they, I'm not doing that, and they're coming after. I see
that's
them
right.
as coming
see,
after
that's,
me
that's
and
the
my
ammunition
source
you need to give them for them to be able to do anything. Bill O'Reilly gave them ammunition, and they took it in their well-oiled machine, and they used it.
Yeah, so whatever you do, Doug, don't you be flirting with any of the young youngsters.
Nah, they're always making fun of me anyway.
Right.
Yeah. All right, it's 47 after the hour on the countdown.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman,
and I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Buddy, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know.
I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand, and when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
How to live a healthier and happier life. Lifestyle expert Bahar Tekteshian.
You want to drink plenty of water and you want to make sure that you're having a balanced meal. Also meet regularly with your doctor to keep your health in check. While only 1 in 8 are diagnosed, 25 million Americans live with bladder leakage. There are products that can help. Prevail, for one, is the number one ranked adult incontinence brand in U.S. healthcare, and it can help men and women move freely about their day with confidence. Prevail has proprietary dry fit technology in some of its products, which help bladder control pads lock in 20% more wet than the leading advertised brand. And protective underwear deliver 5 times drier protection than the leading advertised brand. With innovations like breathable zones and an odor guard system, Prevail is a simple choice for your health needs. Check out their purse-ready individual packaging for women and other products at Amazon.com/Prevail or visit retailers at Prevail.com.
Finally, Tektetian says,
try to get a little bit of exercise in each day and, of course, get plenty of sleep.
Visit TrustPrevail.com.
All right. To finish off our conversation about the stories, the hurricane, what hasn't been said, I got an email from a friend of mine down there, and a radio station said the smell, the mildew smell,
oh,
and you can smell the death, the dead dogs and cats and people. I don't even know how they're gathering up the dead. What do you? I mean, their dead bodies floating all over the place.
No, they're not. There's only 47 people dead.
No, are you kidding?
I think
that number's
going to go a lot.
No, no, the number is well over 100.
Bodies floating all over the street. Hey, you want some good news?
What, Richie?
Get ready for the economic boom that is to come to rebuild.
Oh yeah, rebuilding.
So the good news there.
Huge.
Bad news, it's all of your tax dollars, but
yeah, right. For all more money, but
hey,
it'll be huge. That economy down there will
it
come
will
back
boom.
Around. We'll, 10 before the hour.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When do we get to the bing, 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 bing?
Oh, that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I loved that part, yeah.
Yeah. The theme from Close Encounters, there it is, orchestrally speaking. John Williams, with one of his first efforts for Steven Spielberg. The theme from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is being revived this weekend. Chucker's excited about it. Victoria, you went to see it already.
I saw it last night on my laptop. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I thought it was very cool. And that part with the communication and the note and the musical notes, I thought that was really innovative.
Yeah, it was. Spielberg was cutting a swath at that point in time. What year is this? 77?
It was 77. 2 years after Jaws, it was Spielberg's third film.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
And his, yeah, I think it was his best, don't you?
It's one of his best.
Why are they reviving it now? Why is it
because
coming
it's 40 years old, and they did a remaster on a 4K transfer. They went back and they cleaned the entire print up. Supposedly looks incredible. Playing on a lot of IMAX screens. There's two places people see movies now: IMAX or on their laptop. Victoria chose the laptop. I'm going to choose IMAX.
I'd rather see it on the IMAX. Thanks very much. Yeah, right. Exactly. So. A great thing to see how well it does over the weekend.
I'll tell you another quick story. I'll tell you another quick footnote to this movie. Spielberg originally approached Steve McQueen to play a starring role of Roy Neary, the role that went to Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
And he sat down with Steve McQueen, and Steve McQueen was very interested in the role, but told Spielberg that he could not cry on camera, and wound up passing. And then they went back to Richard Dreyfuss.
He wasn't capable, or he didn't want that to ruin his image of a tough guy?
Yes, he didn't want to.
Really? Wow. I thought Richard Dreyfuss was really amazing in this movie.
Yeah.
He was.
He was perfect for that role.
Well, nobody knew who he was. What had he been in besides American Graffiti?
He was in Jaws.
Oh, that's right. Jaws.
Yeah.
So that's how he knew Spielberg. Yep. But it comes across entirely differently here, even though he is a cur with his wife and his family and stuff. You kind of don't like him for that, but then
actually, here's another thing. There's three cuts of Close Encounters. There's the original theatrical cut in '77, and then a few years later, Spielberg went back in and redid the ending, and then wound up regretted doing that. And then about 15 years ago, recut a director's cut, which splices a few different scenes from the original and the other one, and that's the one that's going to be released in theaters, which I think is the best cut, actually.
So
that's
we'll
the one that I saw. I saw the director's cut last night, because I wasn't sure which one to go with, and I figured, well, it's Spielberg, so I might as well go with what he wanted people to see.
So I'll try to figure out what was missing from the first one. I haven't seen it since it was released. No, that's not true. I've seen it on TV a couple of times. But it's really... it's an amazing thing, and it's so... At the end, you feel so good. Francois... Truffaut, is that his name?
Yeah.
A very, very important French director.
And he speaks French throughout the entire movie.
Right, yeah. They translate.
He's really good, though. Great screen presence.
Yeah, yeah.
It's being re-released on 901 screens. I have no idea how it'll do, but I hope people show up to see it, because, you know, I love the concept of classic.
Meredith tried to get tickets for it last night, and they were all sold out, so I got them for the night. So I think that's a good sign. The movie's coming out this weekend beside the re-release of this fabulous trip down memory lane, Close Encounters. What else, Chucker?
There's only one movie that I know of. It's called Tulip Fever. I guess it's a period piece from the Weinstein Company, more of an art house film that's getting a release on more screens than necessary, simply because there's not a lot of product in the marketplace. This is the first time in a long time that there's not a movie being released new that's not on over 1,000 screens, which tells you
what's this movie,
about
Ingrid Goes West.
I'm not familiar with it.
You don't know anybody? Oh, it's
no.
Maybe this is an art house.
I don't know if she goes west, east, or south, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's about political correctness and that sort of thing. It looks like a fairly interesting... It looks like something I would like to see, but I don't know. I figured you, as my expert, would be able to tell me everything I needed to know about Ingrid Goes West. It's rated R.
I got to take a pass on that one. I don't know.
Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
Elizabeth,
I know who she is.
Olsen, that bunch. All right, anyway. So I would say go take in Close Encounters this weekend.
Let's talk about it Monday.
Yes, we will, as a matter of fact, because we're out of time now. 59 after the hour with Chuck Curry and Doug Steffen. Terry, thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.